The next, poof! Pip had thought it a grand idea to arrange a fire juggler for the opening, and it certainly had looked dramatic when the young woman came tumbling in with a flaming torch. It was even more dramatic when the torch touched the tassels on the waistcoat displayed next to the little stage where the Led Zeppelin tribute band was performing. Pip rolled over, buried her face in the pillow, and tried to block out the awful scenes from last night. She could still hear the whooshing sound when the would-be Robert Plant's hair went up, and the screams from the audience as the flame travelled rapidly through the synthetic fabrics. And finally, Henrietta's distraught face as she surveyed the carnage, and her cold voice. "Epiphany, I never want to see you here ever again. You're fired." A groan of shame and despair escaped her. Pip couldn't believe she'd messed up again and lost another job. The worst of it was that things had been going so well. She liked the place, the clothes, the weirdo people. They liked her. She had solved a mystery and tracked down the stolen prize exhibit, the red dress Julia Roberts wore in Pretty Woman. She'd been the hero of the hour. Her cat, Most, jumped up on the bed. Sweet girl, she was coming to comfort her. "Hi, love," Pip said, lifting her teary face from the pillow and reaching out to touch the cat's tabby head. Most sniffed her hand quizzically and stalked to the bottom edge of the bed, settling down on the far corner, facing away from Pip. She might even have actually wrinkled her nose in disgust. Even her beloved three-legged rescue cat hated her. How was she ever going to get up and face the world? There was a soft rat-a-tat on the door. "Pip, you up?" Oh, God. Her flatmate, Tim, had witnessed the disastrous opening, and so had her sister, Fliss, and her friend Jimmy, and even Mummy. There was no end to the humiliation. She put the pillow over her head and waited for Tim to go away. "Coffee's ready, and I made your favourite banana pancakes," said Tim. Perhaps if she played dead, everything would go away. "Pip, I'm coming in, okay?" he said, and she heard the door open. "Come on, Pip. You'll feel better if you get up. Coffee and pancakes. We can talk about things." "Don't want to talk, especially not about things. Things are the worst thing." Her words were muffled by the pillow, but Tim still heard her. "That's okay. We don't have to talk. We'll eat the pancakes and look at the cats." Pip sighed. It seemed unlikely that she was going to just quietly and painlessly die, as she hoped. Which meant that she would have to get up at some point. A fresh surge of horror went through her at the thought. But then again, she did like pancakes. And they really were much better hot. She raised her head and sighed. "Okay, pancakes, no talking." He smiled his lovely smile and withdrew. Most followed him out. Pip gave a last groan into the pillow and swung her legs to the floor. She would have to face the world sometime. Might as well be for pancakes. Tim gave no indication of finding the enforced silence awkward. He hummed as he put the pile of banana pancakes on the kitchen table, together with the butter, jam, and syrup. He seemed perfectly content as he placed their coffee cups down in front of their places. He muttered a few niceties to Most and to Smokey Robinson, the grey kitten they had kept from Most's litter. Then he sipped his coffee and chewed his pancakes contentedly without a word. It drove Pip nuts.
"Well, aren't you going to say something?" she snapped grumpily.